Way Next, brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and by Tall Grass Motors. We'll talk Cremona Chamber of Commerce coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tall Grass Motors. Tall Grass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tall Grass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tall Grass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And joining us this morning for our community connection in from the Ramona Chamber, Chamber member, but community leader and longtime spokesman for the Chamber, Lester Gagan, in this morning to tell a little bit of what's going on. And Lester, is it Friday evening you've got your big banquet? Is that right?
That's correct, Charlie, and thanks for having me here today. I've always enjoyed visiting with you, and this is our ninth year to communicate, and you know as much about the Chamber as anybody probably, but yeah, it's Friday night at the Happy Hill Church. We outgrew everything else, and so they can seat 200 pretty easy, so we've moved it out there last year, and they are very accommodating. So this year it's at, the doors open up at about 5:45, and we'll try to start serving dinner at 6:30 this evening, or a Friday evening. So we're excited with our new with our guest speaker. It's a newly elected U.S. Congressman Kevin Hearn, who graciously has accepted the opportunity to speak to us. And we're excited at what the community's doing and how they're working together with the Chamber to grow some things. And we've got a lot of activities going on this year, and so luckily, I'm retired, so I can help.
Well, it takes some retirees along with a full-time commitment from a lot of other people to get things done.
Well, the Chamber has a strong force. We got some great leaders and some young people in running it. Courtney is our president, and Ashley Tilton, who does a fabulous job as our secretary for several years. And we've got some young people in there that are energetic and computer savvy, and they can get things done where I have to write it out. So
okay, well, that's important too. You told me a story, and I think I won't say it's a cause and effect relationship, but it is an interesting coincidence. Congressman Hearn won the election at a field of quite a few Republicans and a Democrat running in that election as well. He kicked off his campaign with the Ramona Chamber, and it's coincidentally so did Congressman Bridenstine when he first ran for office.
That's right. When we have an ice cream social every September, Charlie, and it's a big, we invite the whole community. I mean, it's a big turnout, homemade ice cream contest, and Congressman Bridenstine got a hold of us and said, can we come to the ice cream social? We said, absolutely, we'd love to have you. And the Democrat guy came, everybody came, nice bunch of people, Congressman Bridenstine's dad was there, and he's a hoot to start with.
He's a nice guy.
And I said to him, jokingly, I said, well, but when you kick this off here, you'll get, Bridenstine will get elected. Well, he did, and I reminded him, well, then when we had our social, Representative Hearn came to that, and I said to him, I said, you'll probably get elected because Bridenstine kicked these off here, and we carry a pretty big stick, jokingly, to him. And, well, as you know, he got elected by a pretty large margin, and so we've been very active with him and keeping him up on community things. And at our banquet this year, he's our guest speaker, naturally. And we've asked that we talk about things besides politics, update on legislature, but we're not into bashing anybody, no party. We want it to be a community. And we want him to tell his back. He has a very unique story. Background, Charlie, of where he came from to where he's at today.
And, he has a great life story to tell.
Yes, he does. And raised in the armed services, his dad, and they moved all over the world. He started out doing some sweeping floors or something at one of the big chain food places. And so anyhow,
he's mentioned it publicly. I'm not telling anything out of school here. It's the Golden Arches.
Yeah, it's a gold. And one thing about Kevin, he just comes across so sincere, and he's a strong Christian, and he'll tell you about it, and that's great. I like that in them. So, but he's going to give away a congressional certificate of, I don't know what they call it, but to somebody in our community that's done a lot for and with the community and still does. And then we got our Citizen of the Year, which is an outstanding person this year. We try to always pick an outstanding person, and so we're excited about you know, getting that on and getting to honor that person. And of course, everybody will be surprised because we're a bunch of secret keepers. We're not gossipers.
Well, I'll try not to pull it out of you this morning, but that award, and I don't know your criteria specifically. I think I know some of the things, but you look for a longtime community member who has worked for the betterment of not only Ramona specifically, but the Caney Valley school system in general.
Absolutely. With somebody that's involved with and this person that's involved with everything that goes on in the community and stays pretty busy doing their other job. So we're excited, and they'll be totally shocked when they, you know, because no one suspects they're ever going to get. I just want to make a comment about the chamber on the way up here this morning. This is our 9th year to have, and we have drawn people to be our guest speaker. If Gary Ward was one of them, mm-hmm. Lori Fulbright from the station, Joe Sears from here, Earl Sears, mm-hmm. and Joe's funnier than Earl. I just hate to tell. I mean, Earl's funnier than Joe. I hate to tell Joe. No, but Earl, John Ford spoke there. You know, we've had some Gary Ward from OSU spoke there, and so we've had some pretty outstanding speakers. We had a Dr. Anderson there from Oklahoma State University, mm-hmm. probably one of the better speakers we've had, just because he spoke to us. He just was such a down to earth guy, and mm-hmm. everybody liked him. So Gary Ward did an outstanding job also, and so. With Kevin Hearn coming, we're hoping that they're going to set up 200 seating for 200, and we've already sold several tables. So,
well, let's see. Well, if now this is Friday night, so it's not too late. You can buy a table or two if you wanted to, right?
Absolutely. A table for eight is $150, and if you just want to buy a single ticket, they're $15. So we do the table thing because it helps a lot, but if you want a whole table, it costs just a little more. Mm-hmm. The food's being catered by Courtney. My daughter, she does a lot of catering and teaches out at Votech on cooking. And so, you know, it'll be a great meal, and we'll have all the high school kids helping us, volunteers. It won't be one of them paper plate things. It'll be glassware, silverware, you know, candles on tablecloths. It'll look kind of like Bartlesville's probably, or maybe better.
I always say that the Ramona Chamber does an outstanding job. The only thing you really lack is size. And so, you know, the quality of what you're giving your community will compete with what other chambers give their community. If you start comparing numbers, then you're going to say, well, the others are bigger. But you're doing a great job.
Well, the thing about our chamber is we have a turnout of 175 to 200 people in a town of 500. But we had a lot of Bartlesville people come and support us very strongly. Mm-hmm. Last year it was unbelievable what our sale did. Of course, it was election time, but some of those people are still involved.
Yeah.
And I think the majority, or maybe all of our elected officials will be there. County Sheriff, Mike Dunlap, I'm going to give him a plug. Mike is a big, big supporter of the Caney Valley community, not just Ramona, Caney Valley. No. He does a lot with us and helps us.
Well, I was there the evening that Lori Fulbright spoke, and I think that was early in Travis's campaign, too. So it maybe wasn't an official announcement, but it was still an early campaign stop for Travis that night, too.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly. And that's great when they come to it, but we're not giving political speeches. It's mm-hmm. you got to support every candidate that wants to come to our event, and we do. You know, we're not pro-judge or anything else. It's come to the – just come and eat the meal and donate the money and help us out all you can.
Well, the money goes to a good cause, and that supports a lot of things going on in the community. We'll talk about what the Chamber does and hopefully interest you in being involved Friday night when we talk about the event coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Again, reminding you, it is the Ramona Chamber Annual Dinner coming up Friday night. It's at Happy Hill Church. Is this the first time you've been to Happy Hill?
No, this is our second
okay.
time. Yeah.
It's a easy to find site, and you just are there. They may not be within the city limits per se, but I'm sure they're a great community member for you.
They're a great community supporter, and Brother Richie, Pastor Richie, is so good in the community and stays involved, and really, it's out in the country, but they've got humongous parking lot, great facilities. They have the what they call their Bible kids or Bible something that we let help serve and everything, and wear black dresses and white tops, and the boys do. And I think Lily handles that, but they do a fabulous job in helping us make this banquet such a success.
Well, I knew they were doing more than just, I'll say, giving you the facility. They were involved, so I wanted to give them some credit.
You know? Yeah, very, very involved. And they make that thing go so smooth, I mean, with the help that we do. And quite honestly, we have the run of the place. We're there. He lets us do what we needed to do, and has a great kitchen facility. And so
that's good.
It's nice to have the communities working together like that.
It is, and I'm sure they're not the only church involved there. This the site. That's where you're holding a banquet.
Yes.
The chamber does so many things, and I think sometimes that all the mission of the chamber doesn't get recognized because you're just out there quietly doing some good things for the community.
Yeah, you know, we step up Thanksgiving time, and very quietly get a list of names. We go to the school at Christmas time and go to talk to the elementary school, mainly the little kids.
Sure.
And what we do, Charlie, is we have the teachers give us a name of some kids or give us a list. We don't want their name. We get to list the kids, their sizes, and what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll slip off and buy it and bring it back to school, and then the teachers will give it to them. We don't make a big scene about it. When somebody's in need there and needs some help, why, we do that. We give away $2,000 worth of scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got two people that show up, you get $1,000 apiece. If you got four, we split it and give them $500. So that's something we've been able to grow and have enough funds to do that, and very supportive of the school. And then when we give away our scholarships at the school function at the end of the year. So
right.
We do that. And so anything we can do to really help the community. We donate to the after prom events. We donate to the Caney Valley Association, whatever they're doing.
And
so, you know, we're not in this to make money. We're in it to support the community.
And you're doing it in a fun way. When you do things like the Friday night event at Happy Hill, there are other things you do, but that's a big public event that help raise a lot of money. And of course, whether it's the auction afterwards or just the ticket price itself, it all goes to a good cause.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the Cherokee Nation supports us strongly. Walmart Distribution Center does. Total Telephone. I mean, I can just keep naming the ones around there that help us when they step up and donate, and because they know we're doing things with the money that will help the whole community.
Yeah.
So that's why we call it the Caney Valley. It's really the Caney Valley Chamber, because we're the only one with one, but we're very have a strong tie with all the communities.
So. Well, and while you're not a school organization, you can't help but overlap school boundaries and community boundaries because, again, it benefits the school system's success, benefits the community. Community success benefits the schools. It just works all the way around.
Well, I'll tell you, and KWON supports us very strongly. Well, I'm just going to say it. Charlie supports us very strongly.
Well, thank you very much.
You always... And I love it when you come to our banquet. We got a celebrity there that we can introduce, and you know you can wave your hand here and do the little. But no, you're a strong supporter of communities in general, and I appreciate all the help you give us,
you
and your staff.
Yeah, the things you do. I know again whether it is the 4th of July parade. That's not a chamber event, is it?
No, that's the event is held by Oshelada, but we participate in that.
That's what I thought you were there.
Yeah. That's a big, big, nice parade. But then when they have the alumni parade in Ramona, we participate in that. And So our big thing, too, is that ice cream social because it is so much fun and it's free.
Yeah.
Hot dogs are free, the cookies, the ice cream, the whole. And then we have that ice cream contest.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's always a lot of fun.
For sure.
We always worry if we're going to have enough freezer of ice cream. I think last year we had 21 or 2 or 3. So it's
it always seems to work out.
Yeah.
This year, again, tickets are available. I would love for you to say that you overflowed the Happy Hill Church and you had to go for a bigger facility, but I don't know where that would be there to support you. But the point is, I want great ticket sales for your event Friday night.
Charlie, the tickets are $15, and the meal you get will be served you. You don't have to get up. They'll keep you in plenty of tea. It's a great meal. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's always great.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just such a warm feeling having all them kids around you and taking care of stuff, and the people of the chamber working closely together. So, it's a for $15 you can't, and that's taxes included now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You always have a nice auction too.
Yes, we do. You know, our auctioneer that did that for us for several years, Smokey Hand, you probably heard.
Yeah.
Well, we're having a benefit. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. We're having a benefit for Smokey April the 6th.
Okay.
His health is just absolutely terrible and had a stroke, and then his wife had cancer. So April the 6th at the American Legion, the Chamber's helping us cook and everything. We're going to have a big, nice dinner and Mexican dinner at that, and then we're going to charge $5 for a dinner, and there'll be enchiladas and all that. And then we're going to have an auction after that, and we've got an auctioneer that's volunteered to do the auction for us to help Smokey out. But, I mean, they have just had such a terrible year or two. And Smokey has done a lot for the community, and he still is involved.
This is the first year that I'm aware of that he hasn't been available to help out at the Junior Livestock Show premium auction.
That's right. He was there for 30-some years.
Yeah.
And his health just the last time he auctioned ears for us on a project, I don't remember what it was, but he only got about halfway through it. And another guy that was there could auction and stepped up. But Smokey's a great guy, and he's strong in the community, and everybody loves Smokey.
Memberships for the Chamber. How does somebody become a Chamber member?
Well, the Chamber has a website, and you can get a hold of them. Also, at the night of the banquet, we will have forms there. You can sign up if you want to be a member. Our membership's up quite a bit. We don't have as many active members, but a lot of the members we got step up and donate money, and when we have events, they help do it. So, you know, it's when you get a certain size, and you have to say, "Well, we got to get some more help."
Yep.
So,
tickets are available for Friday night's event. How do you get tickets for?
You can get tickets at the American Bank of Oklahoma, right there in Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
American, yeah. Or I've carried tickets, or I've got tickets with me, and they can reach me at 918-671-1919. And just about anywhere in Ramona you can get tickets, but the bank's the best place.
Okay.
And so I would highly suggest maybe getting your tickets ahead of time because we've sold a lot of tables already and stuff. And you know, I want to say, well, it's because we got an outstanding speaker, but here's what I say. We have an outstanding meal and an outstanding facility and an outstanding banquet. So
I will not dispute you in the least.
Yeah.
What time does everything get started Friday night?
The doors open about 5:45. We'll start serving at 6:30. So and then we'll have our guest speaker and all that, and then we'll have our auction afterwards. The auction's always a lot of fun.
It's always a pie or two and a few other great things to take home.
You know, last year, I think it was Congressman Hearns bought a pie and paid about $675 for it. Anyhow, it was one of them, and I heard his wife say, "I've never eaten a $75 slice of pie.
Well, it all goes to a good cause,
yes,
and we are encouraging you support the Ramona Chamber. So get your ticket. They are a great price, and you can get them, American Bank, or give Lester a call.
Or get them right at the door that night.
That's always a good deal, too.
We get a lot of will calls that we put on envelopes, and they pay when they get there. So.
Okay. Well, Lester, thank you so much for what you and the Ramona Chamber does for the communities that you support, and I hope you got a great house Friday night for a good meal.
Well, Charlie, thank you, and we hope that you and your wife can attend it. Now, if you do, you will have
I will present
free
the
tickets.
Option to her and see where it goes from there.
Tell her it's free now.
All right. All good. Thank you very much. That's the Community Connection on 1400 K1.
What is the meaning and purpose of life? Some say there is no meaning or purpose in life. Others, avoid pain, pursue pleasure, be fun.